Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Virus could kill 85,000 as parades cancelled, as the Irish Independence headline this morning. The Examiner leads today with €3 billion fund to stop crisis unlike anything in living memory, while the Irish Times goes with it's possible we are facing events unprecedented in modern times. The coronavirus story dominating every single paper here at home again today. If you're just joining us, here's what you need to know. The acting government announced this €3 billion package to tackle the spread of the coronavirus yesterday, warning that if worst case predictions come true, then the outbreak will be like nothing we've experienced in living memory. The Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan confirmed that health chiefs are to move from the current so-called containment phase to a new phase. It'll be the delay phase, where the objective is to try and slow the spread of the virus and, if possible, push it away from the winter months. Also, all of Italy now been placed in lockdown, restricting the movements of 60 million people. St Patrick's Day parades cancelled, including major events also in Dublin and in Cork, and the stock markets plummeted as fears of a global recession spread. Just on that, the US markets ended the day deep in negative territory, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipping by about 2,000 points. Also, the Irish stock market lost $6.6 billion in value yesterday, bringing its losses over 11 days, trading to $22.7 billion. We'll have more on that, of course, coming up with Vincent here on Breakfast Business at 6:30 this morning. Just on this story, though, as well, separately in the front of the Irish Times today, the other element of it that caught my eye this morning, this is recommendations from the Irish Association of Funeral Directors to its members, that funeral services shouldn't take place for people who die from the disease until later, and the remains should be brought straight to the crematorium or to a cemetery for committal. That's the angle the Irish Times also leading with in the front page of their paper as well this morning. We want to know from you today, though, are you happy with the government's response to the coronavirus outbreak across the country? Are you satisfied with the measures that they've implemented, that the supports are in place, this €3 billion package announced yesterday in terms of dealing with the HSC and businesses? The business angle is something we're going to be discussing here on the programme, but do let us know this morning, what's your view? Are you happy with the response from the acting government? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get in touch with us this morning on Twitter at BreakfastNT. To the tabloids, as I mentioned, it's the story. Marching orders, paddy whacked, and it's off too. That's the Sun, the Mirror and the Herald's headlines this morning. And sickening is the Star's front page today. Thousands of hospital masks stolen, while the Daily Mail also leading with the coronavirus. And that's the story you'll be hearing much more about again over the course of the day. But the other story that caught my eye this morning, AIB. If you're an AIB customer, listen up to this today. It's the front page of the Irish Independent. AIB to charge fees for contactless payments and current accounts. Sinead Ryan writing this morning that customers of AIB will no longer be able to avoid banking fees by keeping a certain amount of money in their current account. And the largely state-owned bank is now going to mimic other banks and introduce a quarterly maintenance fee of about €4.50 for contactless payments. Now, at the moment, customers who keep a balance of about €2,500 in their account can avoid quarterly maintenance fees and other charges as well. But from the 30th of May, plans to end the fee-free transactions and account management, even for customers who maintain that €2,500 balance in their current account. And it comes as rival Bank of Ireland plans to hike cash handling fees for businesses by about a third. The bank had planned to hike the new fees for firms from the 18th of May, but has now decided to defer the rise for a few months due to the coronavirus. Businesses describing the move by Bank of Ireland to hike the fee for lodging cash and cashing cheques as well as savage, according to the Irish Independent. But from the end of May, AIB to charge consumers this tap fee or contactless fee of about 1 cent for the first time, and the bank is retaining the 20 cent fee for payments by chip and pin on debit cards. More on that story in the front page and also inside the Irish Independent this morning. The other story that caught my eye today revealed how leaving students are keeping an eye on the job market. This is the Irish Independent's education editor Catherine Donnelly writing this morning that School leavers have revealed the sharp eye they're keeping on future job opportunities across the country. This is the CAO now reporting a surge in applications for courses, but particularly in the areas of science, technology, engineering and maths, as well as post-primary school teaching. And things like the sort of seen as the traditional professions, law and dentistry, have also reported a large rise in demand as well, according to a breakdown of some of the CAO applications for college entry this coming September. And the upward swing in some disciplines is also in contrast to a fall in some areas, things like arts, where career paths may not be as clearly defined. But there's more on that story inside the education section of the Irish Independent this morning. Just staying with education, another story on page 3 of the Irish Examiner today that's caught my eye is school leaders warning of burnout. This is secondary school principals now warning of a major shortage in their sector in the coming years, and it's down to stress forcing people to leave. According to the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, less than a third of secondary school principals and their deputies expect to still be in the leadership position in 5 years' time, according to this research from the NAPD this morning. Pretty extraordinary. The school principals that are out there today don't see themselves in that position in 5 years' time, down to stress. The research identified things like a broad range of issues, for instance, in the leadership roles at secondary school in particular, warning that many of those currently employed as principals don't see themselves in the position. And this is the report. It's the well-being of leaders in post-primary schools in Ireland. Their national conferences to take place, and they're looking at things in particular relating to well-being, workload and work-life balance. If you are a school principal this morning and you find yourself in that position that you don't see yourself still in the role in 5 years' time, down to stress, do let us know this morning. We want to hear from you on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also a story inside the paper today, we may have heard it there in the news bulletin just in relation to a flood warning across the country, but flooding still a problem in many parts. For instance, the Irish Examiner reporting today that crews work to avert flooding of Clare homes in particular. This is firefighters and the local authority, county council crews last night pumping flood water from part of a housing estate, for instance, in South East Clare. And the water poured in around homes in parts of the Westbury, just located close to Limerick border, shortly before 7 o'clock. Also, €40 million to alleviate Middleton flooding. This is in Cork. About €40 million will now be spent on flood relief measures in Middleton and County Cork. Welcome news for the town that has been flooded 11 times since 1993. And then a separate story also inside the Irish Examiner this morning on from the middle of the century, some of the country's rivers could lose about 30% of their water levels. Environmental researchers warning this morning. This is research commissioned by Irish Water found that many rivers in the west and south of the country in particular are more prone to the effects of climate change. Flooding prevention measures and how to stop it into the future are some of the topics discussed on this week's Between the Lines programme. You can still also get the podcast on our website and also on the Go Loud app as well. Just a few of the other stories, interesting pieces from across the papers this morning. There's an interesting story in the front page of the Daily Telegraph in the UK today. It's about community sentences being strengthened. This is community sentences are to be made tougher with more unpaid work, sobriety tags and 24-hour GPS tagging. It's part of a 100 million budget package that's been announced in the UK. And the money will fund longer community service orders and the nationwide rollout of sobriety tags that alert police when released criminals with alcohol problems have a drink. At least 4,000 criminals in the UK, including violent gang members, also people convicted of stalking offences and domestic abuse, will be put on this 24-hour GPS tagging system. We're interested in your view on that story today. It's the front page and inside of the UK's Daily Telegraph. Also, the Times UK reporting this morning that restless babies are likely to grow into anxious children. This is babies who wake more frequently during the night are likely to suffer anxiety in later childhood, scientists have found. And children under one whose parents reported things like severe and persistent problems sleeping were almost three times as likely to have emotional problems at the age of four than settled sleepers. There's more on that research in the Times UK page four of the paper today. And just one final story for this morning. It's in the inside of the Irish Independent. It's exercises for couch potatoes. Resting in the squat position is seemingly much better for your health. This is research carried out by various different researchers, particularly those looking at a settled gatherer population in Tanzania. And they found that resting postures, so this is things like squatting or kneeling, could be much better for your health because they require more muscle activity than, for instance, sitting in a chair. And the researchers find that these particular findings are based on data that was gathered from a hunter-gatherer population in Tanzania. They wore devices that measured physical activity as well as during periods of rest. And they found that prolonged sitting has been linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and death. But according to the researchers, this contradicts the evolutionary aspect, which favours strategies that conserve energy. And interesting research, page 14 of the Irish Independent this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.